Look here. Let me tell you what I do. I go over all the tithing envelopes for every week. And folks don't understand the possibility what will happen to them when they don't honor God.
Amen.
They think it's a joke. We think we can put a dollar in the tithing envelope when we'd have made $1,000. We think we can put $5 in there when we'd have made $500. And we call ourselves honoring God. But you're not honoring God, you're honoring flesh.
Amen.
And God already said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It's going to be a lot of people that's been playing games with God that when the rubber meets the road, going to find out that they wish they had given God what was due him.
Amen.
There is so much conversation and bickering over the internet in different places now where they said tithing is not scriptural because it's not in the New Testament, but it is. They just haven't studied their Bibles. God never would say something in the Old Testament and not back it up in the New. Then he wouldn't be God Almighty. People are playing games and you're just pleasing yourself. You're not pleasing God. Open your Bibles up to Malachi. Now you know I don't deal with this because we used to hear it all the time. We used to hear about tithing and offering twice a month. And it was always the same tithing and offering message. I was reading, I was sitting on the front porch and I heard God say something about tithe and offering. So I decided to look up in Malachi. Now this is the verse that came up. Malachi 1 and 2. And now ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. That's 2 and 1. Oh yeah. That's to me. Because I'm the priest of this household. God said, I will even send a curse upon you and will curse your blessings. Because I've been beating around the bush about teaching about tithe and offering because I figure everybody ought to know better by now.
Amen.
But evidently, some folks haven't figured it out yet. And I don't want you to figure it out when it's too late. Amen. Now, if you tithe an offer, you give your tithe, then you don't have no reason to be offended.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But if you're not one of them, I hope this word burn you up. I know some say, well, he's just trying to get more money in the church. Heck yeah, we need it.
Amen.
I don't lie to you. Like, when I start lying to you? Yeah, we need it. But you need it more than we need it. Because that's your blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that was to me. And when I read that, I said, oh, okay. I guess I got to stop beating around the bush. So we go back to Malachi, the 3rd chapter. This is going to be a short one today. I just want to see look on Therese's face. That's all. It ain't never a nice face. Even Brother Green laughed at that. Malachi, the third chapter. Let's start with verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances or statutes, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, where shall we return? See, the problem that folks say that tithing is not for the New Testament is because it's mentioned in the Old Testament, all throughout the Old Testament. But what they fail to realize that Malachi, which is just before Matthew, is the prophetic book of what is about to take place.
Amen.
All these books were arranged by God. And they were arranged in perfect and decent order. He said, the folks said, wherein shall we return? What do we have to do to get back? You know, what is it? We love you. God said, no, you don't. You love me in your mind, not in your heart. Wherein shall we return? And then it just seems like it just goes awry. Amen. See that? No, it's all right. Whoever that is honoring God with their tithes. They never come in. I just see a hand come through the door every Sunday. And it's their tithe.
Amen.
Amen. They realize how important it is.
Amen.
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 Will a man or a human being rob or defraud God? The word God in this particular verse is what, Pastor Keys?
Elohim,
which means what? The second of Godhead, Jesus, the Creator. And, you know, we know the Bible says all things were created by Him and for Him. Nothing that is here or in self-existence was not created for Him or by Him. I'm paraphrasing Colossians, but that's what He's saying. How will you defraud the Creator? The reason you're here. Because some man or some woman told you that it's not scriptural. I got to slow down. Yet, the reason the word yet there is so important because it's letting us know, why will you rob God? Why will the man rob God? And then it says, yet, because what he's saying is, you know better already. But for some strange reason, you've decided to do it anyway. Yet you have defrauded me. But ye say, wherein have I robbed thee? How did I defraud you, God? I gave an offering this month. I put my $5 in the tithing envelope. What preacher was that? Forgot who it was. Brother Hart let him have it too. Anyway, he made the statement. He says, all right, folks, it's time to give an offering. 50 of you, keep that dollar in your pocket. Brother Hart let that man have it. Pastor Hart said, man, you better stop the people from giving them dollars. So now, we take it for granted. We raise an offering. You got a 20. You give a dollar. Because you need the 20 to eat. It's quiet in here. Mm. But yet ye have robbed me or defrauded me in tithe, which in the Hebrew and in the Greek means tenth.
Yes. Yes.
And in offerings.
Yes.
That's your heave offering. Amen. Ye are, now this is the bad part, when it says, ye are cursed, which is bad enough, but then it topples it again with a curse.
Amen.
You talking about, right, sweetheart, about talking about double portion. God ain't playing. Not only are you cursed, but you're going to be cursed on top of that curse. Let me explain something to you. The word cursed, in the first word cursed means, it denotes, it means destruction. The second word curse that follows it means bitterly damning curse. So what it's saying is, not only are you going to be cursed in your finances, but you're going to be cursed in your body and in your soul. It's all right, though. I used to laugh at dude that Pastor High wrote a book, Curse or Blessing. And I kept reading that book, and I kept laughing at that book. And the more I laughed at that book, Therese, the broker I got. So I decided one day, let me try this. And I tried it, and things started happening. Oh, look who got it. You don't see that book. See this book? This is the book, A Blessing or a Curse by Reverend Ralph L. Hart. And if you ever read this book, that's what we need to do. That's a good idea. If you ever read this book, it'll do something to your mindset.
Yes.
Even talks about was tithed and confirmed for the New Testament church. Well, he got one of the scriptures I got, 1 Corinthians 9:7-14. You better take your book, Mom. I hear folks all the time, Pastor, I'm just struggling. But you know what I found out? If you honor God, you can struggle and still have peace.
Amen.
If you struggle and you have peace,
hallelujah,
it's not a struggle. There's a reason it's not a struggle. It's not a struggle because now you understand that God is doing something in your life to keep you. When you honor God with what belongs to God, see, we say, well, I'm going to give God my tithe. It ain't yours.
Amen.
That's why we think we can do what we want to do with it, because we call it ours.
Yeah.
Look here. I've got into it at bowling alleys and everywhere. Folks always want to call me into their conversation about whether tithing is scriptural. You know what I tell them? You don't do it, you cursed. And walk away. Because I'm not going to let you pull me into a conversation, an argument in front of a bunch of people that you don't know nothing about. One lady got up, you know her, and she was complaining about tithing ain't scriptural. She was just running up and down telling everybody, tithing ain't scriptural. Their church is closed. Guess what? It's not scriptural. Ye are cursed. You are already in the midst of destruction. And on top of that, you are bitterly damning curse. So that means you're affecting every phase of your life. And folks look at this and they say, that's Old Testament. But how can you teach and preach from everywhere else in the Old Testament and it's the truth, but when you get to the tithe, it's a lie? You can preach about the Leviticus order.
Come on now.
And make it New Testament, and it's just fine.
Tell it.
The Old Testament is the everlasting gospel. It's called everlasting for a reason. It's a type shadow of the life we are supposed to live. You can't live by it. Because you are not under the law, you're under grace.
Amen. 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 Amen.
But as a teacher of the things that we ought to do.
That's right.
It says, you are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. And you know who he's talking about? They talk about the Jews because they never obeyed it anyway. You know, if you read it, the Pharisees and the scribes, they bring vegetables and right. and fruits and and for their tithe, but they demand the people to bring silver and gold.
Right.
Amen. Well, when it's talking about the whole nation, if you'll look up the scripture, it means Gentiles. You are a chosen generation, a royal, a peculiar. We are. You can't honor some of God's scripture and not honor all of it. Don't make me. You know I like to repeat stuff. This is the part they have a problem with. Bring all. This is where it gets all the problems begin. When it says, bring ye all the tithe. First thing that means you got to come to church. That's why Hebrews says, forget not the of yourself in the why? Not only so you can honor God with your tent, but you can honor God with your personage so other folks can glean from what you and what you have.
Amen, amen, amen.
How is it possible for one to put 1,000 to flight and two to put 10,000 to flight if it ain't two people in the house?
Come on
right.
Now. Right. Amen. That's right. Right. Amen, amen, amen.
My goodness. Bring ye... Bring you. Ye makes it personal. All the time. Not 1%. Not 2%. Not 3%. But 10%. Perfect example. I'm not gonna let Pastor Keys tell you because he'd be up even to start preaching. Because there's something to preach about. He got one boss who is a donkey kong. And he read between the lines, that's why he laughed. But then he got another boss, they got sent a new guy there that decided, I'm going to get you a raise. Well, you know, when they tell you that, he already thinking about the other boss. going to intercept it and stop it from happening. So when they finally called him in the office, I'm talking about Pastor Keys, when they finally called him in the office, he thinking, well, maybe they're going to give him 10 cents. How much they give you? Say it loud. $1.50. You say, well, he honored God with his tithe. But you know what else he honors God with? His body.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
That man don't miss a service. He come running up here sometimes with his work clothes on. I look like he about to fall out.
Amen.
You know why? Because that's the way we were raised. Amen. Under Ralph Hart Ministry.
Right.
Amen.
I was scared to miss church. And it wasn't because of what he was going to do to me, or I was just scared. Because the only time that man missed church was when he was out of town. His dog chewed him up and he was trying to get here.
Yeah.
He get out of the hospital, then the doctor tell him, you can't go to church or preach. He said, yeah, right. Next Sunday he had the preacher there. I mean the doctor there to watch him preach. You know why? Because he not only honored God with his tenth, well, Pastor Hart probably paid 30% on everything he get out. Because if he went out and preached someplace, whatever they gave him, he came back and gave it to the church.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
He was a giver.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because he knew the power of what it meant, what this word means.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. Now you want to know what storehouse means. It means depository. Not that other kind either. You didn't read that one, did you, Mercury? Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. Between Sherry and Pastor Arnice, you have the two best secretaries that you could ever have in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to get a dollar out of Sister Sherry, you got to get her by the neck and choke her. And that's our niece. She just as bad. She act like she don't hear you. Oh, I told her you didn't. I'm sorry. Pastor, our niece, how we do today? We did all right. We did good. She gone. But they protect what is given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 You got to have somebody that protect what is given.
That's right.
Bring me all your tithe that there may be meat in my house. And see, the Pharisees, said they didn't even bring meat. If they were going to live by the Old Testament law, they were supposed to bring the first fatted calf.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or lamb. They were bringing vegetables.
Right.
And they weren't even good vegetables.
Right.
You don't believe me? Read Matthew. That there may be meat in mine house. And the reason that it says that there may be meat in mine house, so that when we get shutoffs, we can take care of them. Or hopefully, we don't get no shutoffs. You have no idea. Look around you. We're not a huge mega church.
Amen.
It's thank you, dear, but it's God. God keeps this ministry afloat.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
It's nothing but Him. It's not me. It's not them. It's not. It's God.
Amen. Amen.
Because the house, I guarantee you, 70% of the house honors God with their tent.
Yeah.
Now, what the other 30 get, I don't know. Well, yeah, I do know because I look at the envelopes. But that ain't nobody's business but mine and God's.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God said, enter mine house that there may be meat.
Amen.
Are we still paying the 2 mortgages on that house, on that church they took out? God gave us favor. We don't have to pay what they want us to pay. We can pay whatever we got. That building over there, I better not say that. I'm on. Anyway, it's just there. But it's still costing us more than this place is. How crazy can it get when they're putting citations over there and ain't nobody even in there? And you ask yourself, how is all this possible? Nothing but God.
Amen.
The Creator.
Yes.
He says, and prove me now herewith. Now, I used to have a problem with that because they used to say, when they used to read that part of the verse, then they stop preaching and they take up an offering and they say, bring me a heave offering. Give me $200 to make up the tithe that you haven't paid, and that's crazy. You can't never make up tithe you haven't paid.
Amen.
But you can start.
Yes. Right. Yes, 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 yes.
Right that day.
Amen. Right. Amen.
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 I turn over his grave.
That's right.
Said the Lord of hosts. And if you do what this word tells you to do, see.
Trust them.
Okay.
Test them.
Try me,
yes,
and see if, yes, I will not open the windows of heaven. How many of you had God open up the windows? When you couldn't see where it was coming from. And it's not just talking about your finance.
Yes.
You got some idiot on your job harassing you. You just,
yes,
keep praising God.
Yes.
He gonna mess around and get demoted.
Yes.
They won't be in your section no more.
Amen.
Because God said, I'll fight your battles for you.
Yes, He will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But I can't fight them if you're not honoring me.
Amen.
That's like, for instance, El Tony walking by me, and every time he walked by me, I trip him. Every time I trip him. Well, he just happened to be coming down the street, and I'm getting a big beat down. And he wanted to stop and help me, Sister Brenda, but you know what he remembers? He tripped me every time. Let's see when he get through getting his beat down, Tyrone, if he tripped me anymore. But if I had to honor him in the first place, it's a possibility that he had been right there with me and I wouldn't have got beat down too bad. You don't honor God, and then you still expect God to work for you.
Come on,
now.
Amen. Amen.
Like he's some kind of dummy. God gonna honor his word. He not gonna honor your thoughts, your ideas, your principles. He not gonna honor your flesh, but he's gonna honor this word.
Come on now.
And if you don't decide to stand by the word, well, keep on looking. I will open up the windows of heaven.
Yes, He
And when he says open, he's not talking about that the sky's going to open up and the blessings are going to come down. But what he's talking about, the New Testament, somewhere in the epistles, it talks about, well, heaven is already here.
Right.
It's in us.
Amen.
God will open you up.
Yes.
So you can see the very thing that you need taking place. God is so good. Scripture even talking about you can buy without money.
Come on.
God will cause men to give unto your bosom. You better preach back there. To give unto your bosom. Your enemies will be trying to figure out, I don't know why I did that. I don't even know why I gave him that. Can't stand it. I told you about the story. You ain't heard it a long time. I'm going to remind you. When they first put me on the ministerial staff, I wasn't very well liked by the other ministers. I don't know why, they just didn't care for me. Probably had something to do with Sister Hart. Because when she got married Pastor Hart, I started to elevate. She must have saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And they must have saw it in me. I remember Howard Brown came to me one day though, but Howard Brown, Reverend Pastor Howard Brown came to me one day and he stood next to me and he said, let me tell you something. It's scriptural. Listen to this. He said, your gift will make room for you if you honor God with what belongs to God.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
So this one, he just, man, he gave me the blues. I hope he ain't watching this cast. I mean, he gave me the blues. Every time I looked up, he was fighting against a word that I was teaching or something I was doing. And he had these boots. I mean, these are some bad boots. Pythons. And he shows up one day with this bag. I'm saying, oh, what he got now? Mike. So here, I got these. See if you can fit these. I took them things out. I was like, you're kidding. No. Man, I put them pythons on. You should have saw me strut. Remember them pythons I had? They didn't even have to go with the color I had on. I had warm anyway.
Amen.
Yes, I did. See, they remember. But you know what? Me and this man became the best friends in life. Because I honor God, not just with my offering and my tithing, but with my life.
Amen.
It takes more.
Amen.
Because they worked us. Y'all say what they could say. I was lazy all they want, but I worked the heck out of us. You talk about a Hebrew slave. Please. I think I'm dealing with the lingering effects from all the stuff we had to do. We put roofs on them, and with that hot, we was throwing hot tar.
Yeah.
All them bitches over there, they decided they wanted us to paint the floor. So we had to move this row of benches, sand the floor, almost took my ankle off with the sander because of the huge sander. Put that, when the paint dry, put that. Then we had to move that big long one.
Yeah.
The big long ones, what are they, about 20 feet? They weigh about 200 something, 250. Jerry and I moved them things. They talk about scaffolding.
Yeah.
We went up on a lunar scaffolding. They had to work on that cross, and the scaffolding, the wells on it popped. When I got down, I spent 20 minutes in the bathroom. It was scary. But I just didn't honor God with my finance. I honored God with my body. So in spite of all the garbage going on in my body right now, I'm going to keep moving. Because you know what I understand? I've honored him. So he only got one choice, oh, to bless me. Amen. And then I love this part. I will rebuke the devourer. The description of devourer is locust. So, you know, you let a you can put a locust in a field of wheat and they'll eat it all up in just 15, 20 minutes. We have locusts in our lives. It called it's another word in there that it says it means eater. Folks want to eat you. Eat up. It does mean destroy your character. Upset your nature. God said he would rebuke them. You ever been rebuked by God? I have. It has a lingering effect. It has a lingering effect because every time you think about going that way again, you remember when you got rebuked. And you decide it ain't worth it. Amen. He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. For you. Folks expect God to rebuke the devourer. Your devourer could be your bills. They could be devouring you. Stealing your peace, your joy. Every time you look up, bam. You get paid on Tuesday at 10, 4 o'clock is gone. And don't ask me how I know. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. That means he will not destroy the happiness or the peace or the joy. Remember, New Testament talks about the what? The fruit of the
Spirit.
Baby, I can be messed up as a one-legged dog, and if I got peace and joy and happiness in the Holy Ghost, I'm going to make it.
Thank you.
You take a dog that somebody done mutilated and put him in a house where he's loved and cared for, and he'll hop for another 50 years. He won't even know he's missing a leg. That's how it is when we honor God. You can make it regardless of what you're going through, what you're experiencing, what you're seeing, who's coming against you. You can make it.
Yes, Lord.
Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. You won't lose nothing. And all nations shall call you blessed. That means everybody around you. They're not calling you blessed because you dress nice or because you honor God with your tenth. They're calling you blessed because they know you going through hell and you got a smile on your face. And they sitting there wondering, how they dealing with that? I've been and killed the rat. All the nations shall call you blessed, and ye shall be a delightsome land. Oh my God. You shall be a delight. Remember, was it in the Chronicles? God said, if you did these things, as said as he would stand, if you did these things, I will heal your land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are your land. Because unfortunately, we're still just like our father, Adam. And he came from the
land.
The land.
Amen. Holy Ghost.
But God said, you shall be a delightsome land. Saith the Lord. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? God, I did this and I did that, and why am I suffering? Why I got to go through this? Shut up.
Amen.
That's right.
Because you might not like the answer you get.
Amen.
He had said it is vain to serve God. Why I'm serving God? Why I'm giving God my tenth and I ain't got nothing? That's because you complain. God likes a cheerful giver.
Amen.
And if you complain about what you give, you're most certainly not cheerful about it.
That's right.
You have said it's vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked a mournful before the Lord of hosts? And what was the ordinance? Bring thee all the tithe into the storehouse.
Right.
And we have walked mournfully, like we have gone off mournfully from the presence of Jehovah's host, like we didn't appreciate what we did get. That's just like them folks in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Right.
Ungrateful. And, you know, this goes back. God's, when you give, and folks don't realize, them folks had to give a tenth. So guess what they, you know, we like to preach that the magnificent or supernatural, that God was growing shoes on their feet and God was making their clothes grow on them. Come on now. You know what their tenth was to God? The shoemakers were making shoes.
Amen.
The clothesmakers were making clothes.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. Break it down.
Everything they needed, there was somebody in the camp that was a professional at making it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's why Pharaoh was mad. He didn't care about that gold. He was mad because they took all the professional people. Who gonna do my
right.
architecture now?
Right.
Who gonna build?
Exactly.
Who gonna make my clothes?
Right.
My shoes?
Yep.
Who gonna do all this stuff for me? I'm gonna get them jokers. He did just what I wanted him to do. Austin, though. And now we call the proud happy, yea, that work wickedness are set up, yea. They that tempt God are even delivered. Meaning that you can get yourself right with God
Amen.
By obeying what he
Amen.
Said.
Amen.
Stop robbing him.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures, then we're going to be done. Let's go to Luke 6 and 38. Since they say nothing in the New Testament, let's just see. Luke 6 and 38. I heard that pen drop a little while ago. You gotta admit, it's something to think about, ain't it? 6 and 38. Give, and it shall be.
Amen.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Well, that means if you give, it shall be given back to you in good measure, regardless of how pressed you may be.
Right.
how shaken you may be because of something happened. God said, I'm still going to give it back to you. And I'm going to make it run over.
Come on now.
I'm not just going to give you a portion enough to keep you established. I'm going to give you enough so you can do other things too.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Shaking together, running over. Shall men, up. Here we go. God opening up the windows of heaven. Shall men give unto your bosom. Well, we know bosom is your chest, but it's one of the main parts of you because that's where your heart and your lungs are. All what they say, well, I would call men to give unto you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. I see shoes. I'm so cheap. She said, yes, Lord. Baby, I'll walk up in the, what's that shoe place? Payless, get me a pair of shoes. They might laugh that first time they get rained on, mother, they fall apart. And then somebody say, you know what? My father passed, told Rodney, take these to your brother and see if he can wear them. Baby. I looked them shoes up. And they were brand new. I gave Pastor Keys a pair of green shoes, the only shoes I had. But God told me to give them to Pastor Keys. Then God blessed me with another pair. Then I said, man, I sure would like some dress boots. So I'd go and buy me a little cheap pair of dress boots. Wifey say, you know what? I think you need some boots. I said, okay. She say, you get a brown pair and a black pair. I said, okay. Baby, I got them boots. And I was like, that's almost $300 worth of boots. And I thank God. I said, Lord, I thank you. It might have been my wife, but she didn't have to do that.
Amen.
Listen to me. When God opens the windows of heaven, he opens up your heart and he searches your heart. And scripture says he will give you your heart's desire if you honor him.
Amen.
With your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if your heart's desire is something that you don't need, you ain't gonna get it. And then sometimes he'll let you have it just to see you didn't need it.
Amen.
Ah, for with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured what?
To you again.
Amen. Go to Luke 18:12. If you did some real close research, you'll find out all these scriptures link up with the Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all my possessions. And listen what the other, and the publican standing far off would not lift up so much his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Because he knew he wasn't honoring God. Folks say, Pastor, do you and your church honor God with tithes? Say, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. I guess I won't be seeing you, will I? I try to forget. forget past hard, but it's so hard.
It is.
It is just so hard to forget that man because he said some stuff.
Yeah.
He told folks, if you don't pay tithes in this church, there's too many kids in here, you can get out. Because you ain't bringing no curse up in here. He call you in his office in a minute. And let me tell you how desperate he got, how difficult he began. This is what he started doing. He said, ain't no worker of mine not going to work for me and not pay tithe. So when you got your check, it was gone. It was already gone. And you can have a fit all you want. And we used to preach, I told him, God said, bring your tithe into the storehouse. He said, it's here. This is when I first get to this. He said, if I thought you was going to bring it, I wouldn't take it. But seeing that it's here, God going to bless you. And God blessed me.
Amen.
But baby, I had some stuff going on that I had got myself into before I came to the church. And every time they got me, I got bailed out of church real quick. I call that a blessing.
Right.
I thank God for tithing.
That's right.
Amen. When that judge was trying to make an example out of me, we sat there and he saw his whole demeanor change right in front of us. And I looked at her, I said, now Sherry knows it first. She said, you see that? Look at him. His whole demeanor had changed. When I got up, he got the bad one. And I saw God working for me. And I stood there and I said, Lord, thank God that I honored you with yours.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I call that one of the reasons when God is given up to your bosom. where are we? 18 and 12. We read it already. Let's go to Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 9 and 17. I would say I'm almost done, but I'm gonna get a lot of heckles. Well, I am almost done. See? 2 Corinthians 9 and 17?
1 Corinthians.
Oh. 1 Corinthians. What do you mean?
Chapter 9 stops at verse 15 and
2 Corinthians. My wife always corrected me.
That's good.
I think somebody won't say that. Who said that?
Just
Nancy.
Nope. Yeah.
I know. It's all right. Now, you know I had to check. I hear you back there, sweetie. I was writing stuff down so fast. Y'all better be quiet back there. Okay, here we go. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. If you doing it because somebody else doing it, then you are dispensationally, you are time warped. Says, last verse, Hebrews 7:5. And verily that hour they are the sons of God of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commitment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. What does he say? What are we? We are a royal. You're a royal priesthood. And then they try to argue about verse 2, whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also the king of Salem, which is the king of peace. Which was who? Christ. Jesus Christ. Not Christ Jesus, but Jesus Christ. And to solidify all this, when they tried to catch Jesus and try to humiliate him, try to make him think he was stupid, they came to him and said, do we have to give Caesar money? Well, you know, you didn't give Caesar his part, he's going to kill you. Or throw you in a dungeon someplace. But Jesus, this is what he said. He said, bring me a coin. Paraphrasing. They brought him a coin. And he said, who face on the front of this coin? And they said, Caesar. And they said, who faces on what's on the back? They said, a temple. He said, well, I'll tell you this. Render unto Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, but you better render unto God that which belongs to God. Amen. What belongs to God?
Everything.
So if you still believe that, that's why I say the word of Jesus for last, because you probably ain't going to believe nobody but Jesus. Paul might have said it, and Mark said it, and Luke said it, but maybe it means something that Jesus said, render unto God that which belongs to God. Say, what are you doing? I'm trying to save your life. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving you purpose and intent for why you give God a tenth of what you get. It's people in this church who give God 20% of what they get. They honor God with 20%. What do you think about that? And some of us don't even want to give 1%. Let me tell you something. I ain't bragging, but I'm being honest with you. You will never come up in here and somebody's preaching and you won't get fed.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's a storehouse.
Yes.
So. Don't ever pay your tithe and come through there and say, man, I could use this. Because you just gave it. Let me tell you something about when you honor God with your tithes and offering. You have to be in expectation. You have to expect when you get in trouble, God to get you out.
Amen.
You have to expect when something's going wrong with your finances. You have to expect God to do something. And if you want to talk to God in His Word. Father, you said in your Word, amen, that if I honor you with my tithe and my offering, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing which I could not contain. Yes. Then you reinstated it in the New Testament, said you would bless me, bless, shake it down, and run it together until it runs over. This is what you said.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I told you once before, the one thing God will always honor is His Word.
Amen.
So don't get up there telling Him, I've been good. I took my neighbor a basket of apples, says Dina. I did so many funerals that sometimes I get cold to them. You know, you can do something so many times and it just, you just go through the motions, you just do it. And but I've been noticing things in a lot of the funerals. You know what they most folks say about the person? They were a good person. And every time they say it, somebody that really know them was like, he wasn't good, but he would beat me upside the head. But see, when you do my obituary, I know my wife don't do my obituary like, he was a hellion. He was a hellion that God saved and delivered and set free and turned him into something worthwhile.
That's right.
End of obituary. Calling me G double O G. That's all I need you to say, Asia. And you know what? Most folks gonna say, when you say he was a hellion, they gonna, folks gonna stand up and start clapping. But when you mention that God turned his life around, led him to the right place so he can get saved and delivered and set free, they gonna sit down and look at you.
Hallelujah.
Because they'd rather hear about the bad about you than the good. Amen. But I be calling on God, Sam. I be calling. So I get in trouble. I said, Lord, you said that if I honored you, what you was going to do, I'm going to use my wife as an example. You just out there. If my wife finds $5 in the street, she gonna tithe off of it. I seen her do it. And every time I look up, she getting money from somewhere. I said, where you get that from? What's that for? I said, I'm tithing. I told God, I'm tithing just like she is. But God said, you don't get as much as she do. And you don't be jumping up and down and excited about ready to do it either. You just do it because you know it's a part of your life. Oh, Lord, I can't wait to hear God's tithe. Oh, she's crazy. She don't even give me a chance to get an envelope. She just grabbed it from me. It is yours. Amen. God will honor you. God will honor you. Won't he honor you?
Those that put me first in all their ways and acknowledge me, I shall direct their path. I shall bless them. I shall keep them. I shall deliver them. I shall provide for them. I shall protect them. For I am the Lord your God, and I am a God of my word. Did I not say in my word to present yourself as a living sacrifice? Did not I rebuke the Pharisees as they gave a tenth of their substance, but they denied me their works? I expect all the tithe. I expect you. I expect your works. And I expect your finances. And I, the Lord God, will rebuke the devourer. I will drive him back. And I will make ways that seemeth to be no way for you. All of your ways, it does not matter where you walk. It does not matter where you are. It does not matter what situation you're in. For I am the I am. And I am the way. And I am the truth. And I am the life. And I am your blessing. And I am your provision.
saith the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I like talking about myself because I don't want nobody to feel offended when I talk about them. Yeah. So on my way to church one Wednesday morning, it was just before the week before Christmas.
Yes.
And I was moving. Coming down Davis. I was doing about 40, speed limit 35. I was doing about 40, 45. Light turned green. No cars. I hit the corner of Davis and Illinois. There she was, on the phone, making a left turn. And I broadsided her. I spun her car around twice. And my car bounced off, and I kind of just drifted off to the side. And I'm sitting in that car, and I'm saying, oh, God. I was feeling all kind of pain. You know, the groin area, from where the seatbelt was, all kind of pain. And when the ambulance finally got there, and he looked at me, he said, how you doing, sir? And the funniest thing came out of my mouth. I'm fine. I'm okay. Called my wife. She got there real quick. Called Sherry now. They come like gangbusters. But I had no pain.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what? Because of that accident,
Lord Jesus, thank you.
They gave me brand new headlights. Mm-hmm. Instead of putting the old, because the headlights weren't hurt. Gave me brand new headlights, rubbed out the entire car. Mm-hmm. The guy was just, he was just telling me different stuff that they did that I wasn't going to get charged for. Uh-huh. And, but it, in the process of the accident, I come to find out that I was actually driving down the freeway speeding with a broken axle. I took a picture of it when they showed it to me. I would have never known that axle was broke, was busted like that if I hadn't had that accident.
That's right.
At first I told God, maybe it caused it. But when they looked at how rusted it was, and it was busted, it was completely broken on one side, and it was almost about to break on the other side, and I just assumed it was a strut. And when he called, the lady called me in there, she says, you need to look at this. And I looked at it, and it was snapped. And the lady's name was Tammy, it's her one of her shots. She said, your God was really with you.
Amen.
I took a picture of it, because I could not believe. And she said, you've probably been driving on this thing for a long time. That's why you thought you needed the wheel alignment and all these other things. But you've been driving on a broken axle.
Wow.
And then when I ride by, I see folks sitting in the street with their axles broken. But when I was sitting in that car, I say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the girl got out of her car to come check on me. I thought that was a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah. So when we got through, the wife went and checked on her to see if she was all right. She just shook up. Because I hit her. I'm sure I was doing 45. I brought hit her, just broadside. But she was on the phone. She wasn't even paying attention. She said, when I looked up, I didn't see nobody. Of course. But I thank God for keeping me.
Amen.
I never leave the house without saying, Lord, I honor you. I thank God for you. And I pray for my wife before she leaves to go to work. I say, you protect her, her car, and protect everybody around her. She had an accident where God hit her while he was in the air. He's flying down the freeway, jumping in and out of traffic, and clipped the back of a car and went airborne. And hit her right in the back of her left side, her driver's side. She was sore, but she wasn't hurt.
Amen.
And he had been going real fast to clip the back of a car and go airborne.
Yeah.
She was thanking God. Well, yeah, you gotta honor God.
Amen.
Everybody stand.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will honor everybody in this building that honor you, Father. Not just in their finances, but in their bodies. Give them peace in their minds. Give them strength in their spirits. And Father, those that don't tithe, I hope the message ministered to their hearts today so they can start today or at least start next week honoring God. If they're not a member of this church, whatever church they go to, they need to honor God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
If the church don't believe in it, honor him anyway.
Thank you.
So you can protect yourself. Because, Father, folks don't know that that's a big part of your commandment. That's a commandment. And what they fail to realize, all them commandments that you gave Moses, Jesus repeated them.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He didn't do it with none. He said, I didn't come to destroy the word, but I came to fulfill it. So you fulfill your word in their lives.
Thank you.
Because they honor you, Father.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for it right now.
Thank you.
And I give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Everybody, move to my left and your right. Bring that which belongs to God as a what?
Amen.